Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are in a time of fiscal crisis in our nation. Senator Gillibrand has been working tirelessly to provide direct financial assistance to cities and municipalities all across this nation to prevent the collapse of the U.S. economy. We thank Senator Gillibrand for her diligent efforts, for fighting for people all across this country. It is now my great pleasure to introduce Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
Well, thank you to our wonderful mayor for leading this city in a time of crisis. It makes a difference to have someone who understands the struggles that families are going through, and I'm very grateful, Mayor, for your leadership. I want to thank the other executives and county officials, Commissioner of Public Works and Parks and Streets, Michael Flynn, as well as Deputy Commissioner Henry Jackson. I appreciate their leadership and being with us today. I understand that everyone is going through a crisis here in Buffalo and across our state, and being able to work with these local leaders to meet these extremely challenging times makes a real difference. Communities all across the country are struggling to be able to respond to two problems at one time, a dual crisis, both a health crisis and an economic crisis that is caused by the COVID pandemic. Governors, county executives, and mayors like Mayor Brown make the difficult but necessary decisions to close non-essential businesses and issue stay-at-home orders to protect public health. That, unfortunately, has led to plummeting revenues at a time when government costs were skyrocketing. I know that's true here in Buffalo, just as it is in cities and counties across our state. Cities like Buffalo, which had planned to end the year with a surplus, are now looking at mounting deficits. The State Budget Office projected that New York will lose more than $240 billion over the course of the full recovery. $240 billion is almost 15% of the state's entire GDP. Governor Cuomo has warned that without federal relief, billions of dollars of cuts will be need to be made for local and state agency budgets, and with them, cuts to personnel and to critical services. Already, more than 102,000 New Yorkers working in state and local government have already lost their job. These losses stand to disproportionately harm women. Nearly one of the 1.6 million government jobs that were lost since February were held by women. A $13 billion revenue gap coupled with the lack of federal assistance has already forced New York State to delay aid to 12 local governments, including Buffalo's. If we can't make up the gap with federal funding, there will be real and dire consequences to people's lives. More state and local employees will lose their jobs. And services like healthcare, education, safety, and transportation services, services that are critical to our response to the pandemic, will also have to be cut back. A recent report by Moody's Analytics warns that doing nothing to address state budgets could cost 4 million jobs across the country. That would mean 4 million fewer people working in our nation's schools and healthcare systems, serving as EMTs and first responders, or rebuilding our infrastructure. At a time when more than 44 million people are out of work, we fundamentally and economically cannot afford to let that happen. The governors of all 50 states have called for $500 billion of direct federal relief to continue funding those services, which play a crucial role in how we respond to this pandemic. The federal government must step up and deliver. Congress has a plan to deliver this financial aid. The U.S. House has already passed the HEROES Act, which included $1 trillion for state and local governments. But Senator McConnell will not even bring this bill to the floor. I've repeatedly called on him to bring a relief bill to the floor quickly to ensure that we get the state and local relief aid that our state so desperately needs. I will also fight to make sure that our local governments get the relief they need so they don't have to fight over it already, small piece of the pie. Legislation I introduced with Senator Schumer and others, the Direct Support for Communities Act, would complement the state relief funding by providing local governments with direct fiscal relief that can be used to pay for essential services and offset lost revenues. Otherwise, state and local governments will be left with no options but raising taxes on already cash-strapped families or cutting services that people are relying on. Those really aren't options. I don't want Mayor Brown and other mayors or local officials to be forced to make those kind of choices. I know your budget and plans rely on federal aid, and I will fight every day to make sure you get it. This is not just a question of the economic recovery of this community, but of the entire country. State and local governments are spending accounts for more State and local government spending accounts for more than one-fifth of America's GDP. Our national recovery will rely on their survival. I know Mayor Brown is fighting to get our communities the resources that they need, and I know that I will lead that very same fight in Washington. We're now happy to answer your questions. Well, first of all, a couple months ago, he said the outrageous statement that states should just go bankrupt. He has since taken that statement back and said that, yes, he would consider helping state and local governments. So I think there is a willingness to address this at some point. What's most outrageous, though, is the delay. The fact that Mitch McConnell would not allow us to vote on this over the last 3 weeks after the House passed it. The delay is creating anxiety, fear, and worry among state and local leaders like Mayor Brown that he will not be able to close these budget shortfalls. And if he can't close his budget shortfalls, he needs to lay off more of his frontline workers. So I'm hopeful that Time Home will allow Mitch McConnell and some of the Republican senators to hear directly from their governors and mayors and county execs so they know how urgent this relief is. No, I think the president is assuming that his reelection is based on how the economy's doing. And I can promise you, if this aid doesn't come, the economy will be in a free fall. So I don't see any reason why he would ever not push for this relief money, because the U.S. economy is dependent upon it. Yes, go ahead, Mayor.
And I just want to say, during the COVID-19 global pandemic, we've heard from Senator Gillibrand and her office frequently to check on the financial situation in the city of Buffalo, Erie County. Buffalo, as you know, was projected to end the 1920 fiscal year with over $5 million in surplus. Because of COVID-19, we ended the 1920 fiscal year with over $18.5 million in deficit. In the next fiscal year, the 2021 fiscal year, we need a minimum of $65 million to close the city's budget gap, or there will be massive layoffs, there will be program and service cuts, which would be devastating to the city of Buffalo and to our region. I want to just echo what Senator Gillibrand said, that without direct federal financial assistance to Buffalo, other cities, and other municipalities across this nation, there could be more than another 4 million Americans that are laid off. I am proud to join Senator Gillibrand in her call to the United States Senate leadership to hear the needs of people all across America and pass direct federal financial relief to cities, counties, states, municipalities all across this country.
I do believe that because every state is feeling extremely burdened and there's so much anxiety across the country, I do believe that Mitch McConnell and Republican senators will hear directly from their mayors and governors and county executives. And I believe because the need is so dire that they will come back to Washington with a renewed sense of purpose, and I do believe the aid will come.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.